And this will do it. You can hear the Canadians across the way in a relatively silent TD Garden celebrating that they have won.
That was the call on NBC TV last night as the season ended for the Boston Bruins in a Game 7 loss to their longtime rivals, the Canadiens. The final score, 3-1, Montreal. WBUR's Doug Tribou was at the game last night and has our story this morning.
Before Game 7, Bruins fans were optimistic. Standing on top of a Boston Fire Department truck parked on Causeway Street near TD Garden, a firefighter waved a Bruins flag and pumped up the crowd passing by the Bobby Orr statue. But when the puck dropped, the Canadiens quickly got the advantage with a goal from Dale Weiss just 2 minutes and 18 seconds into the first period, and they never gave up the lead. After the game, Montreal defenseman P.K. Subban said a strong start was a priority.
I think you have to create momentum for your team. You have to create that positive atmosphere. It just doesn't come. It just doesn't happen. And I thought we had the right mindset. We knew we wanted to be on them. We wanted to be in their face. And if we made mistakes, we were going to make it being in their face and being aggressive.
After Max Pacioretty scored to put Montreal up 2-0, the Bruins rallied in the second period. Jerome McGinley scored, redirecting a slap shot past Montreal goalie Carey Price. But after that, all Boston could muster was close calls and near misses. The Bruins had 30 shots on goal. Montreal had just 18. After shutting out Boston in Game 6, Canadiens goalie Carey Price was nearly perfect again. Bruins coach Claude Julien was impressed.
He gave him a chance to win every night. There were some nights where we thought we could have come up with the win. Certainly when you play the way he did, it certainly gave his team a lot of confidence. So that was, to me, one of the keys to their success.
After sharp defensive performances in Games 4 and 5, the Bruins allowed 7 goals in the final 2 matchups. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask.
You always try to get better if the series went on. I don't think this was the case for us as far as defensively goes. You know, I think the last 2 games we made some uncharacteristic mistakes, and that ended up costing us a series.
The Bruins had the NHL's best regular season record, and forward Brad Marchand says that makes it even more painful to get knocked out in the second round of the playoffs.
We expected to go all the way this year, and it's very tough, it's very disappointing, and it's hard to really put into words, but we expected a lot more.
The Bruins and Canadiens have the most storied rivalry in NHL history, now 177 playoff games between them. That makes the loss even tougher for a lot of fans, like Taunton resident Nancy Champion.
I'm sad, you know. I love the Bruins. I was hoping they would go all the way.
Is it worse losing to Montreal?
Yes. Yes, it is.
They had such a great year, too.
Yes. Yeah, we weren't expecting that. We thought they'd definitely win, you know.
With the victory, the Canadiens advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. Bruins fan and Beverly resident Dave Pascarella says he'll now be rooting for the enemy.
Well, when they're playing the Bruins, we hate Montreal, but it's their time. If Boston can't be in it, I'll root for Montreal.
Sounds like a noble sentiment for a Boston fan, but not so fast. The Canadiens' next opponent, the New York Rangers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou at TD Garden.